And joining us on our program today, we have State Representative Chad Bain. Chad, thanks for taking time to visit this morning.
Well, thanks for having me. We had kind of a crazy week here last week, both farming and down to the legislature. So last Thursday, they let us off so that leadership could get some stuff rounded up on some of the bigger bills. And so it gave me an opportunity to get home and farm. And I can tell you, I know why the founding fathers look at citizen legislatures now more than ever, because it just gives you a time to get out of there and get back to kind of your roots. And so it was kind of nice to be able to get away from there and get some farming in. So I was happy to get that done.
Well, we're into that time of the year. Yeah, don't be sitting there looking out the window if it's a sunny day.
In Boone County, bless our hearts, Boone County farmers, I think, are about the most aggressive in the nation for trying to get out there. So you see your neighbor going, and then it's just chain reaction. So we all get a chuckle out of chasing each other out there.
Who's going first? Well, I know a lot of time on the floor and doing some caucusing this week. What happened on the House side of things when you were down there?
We had some simple bills that came through first part of this week. I ran one on a single use DOT trip for oversized loads, kind of created an efficiency with the all systems permit and allowed truckers kind of designated routes. And if any of the routes gave trouble, you were able to work with a county engineer. And I reached out to Boone County's engineer and visited with him and kind of got his inputs on it. So it was kind of fun to see that and get some of those old supervisor days going. But that single-use trip, DOT, that was a bill that was run. And then Ways and Means is looking, you know, for economic relief for Iowa. We're chopping away at some of the state sales income tax stuff. And there's a whole list of bills that we ran. Mine was dietary supplement, not to have sales tax on that. The big ones were overtime, not having income tax on overtime pay, and then cash tips. So both of those were bigger deals, whereas the dietary supplement was just kind of, in a way, grouped in with groceries, so to speak. So there's with Iowans feeling the pain of inflation and so forth, and our tax rate now getting down to that income tax rate, getting down to the 3.8%, we're hoping for economic relief.
Okay. Things that you have to take a look at. And then you have, when you're doing this too, at the same time, you got to take a look at, okay, what kind of impacts this going to have one way or another? Who's it going to help? And that sort of thing too. So,
yeah, I always get worried a little bit at the fiscal, how that impacts our fiscal money coming in. And the old adage is, you know, hey, lower taxes and businesses will come and people will go out there and spend that money in a different way than they will if you pay it off in taxes. And so that's just going to free up money for families to spend on other necessities and stimulate the economy in that way. But another big one was the cancer coverage. That happened ahead of my time, so I don't want to take any credit for it. There was a lot of work that a lot of House members, a lot of senators went into. Jesse and I went up and met with local firefighters, and it was interesting, kind of eye-opening to see, but I was on the back side of it. We actually got to vote it through, but all sides really worked well together. It took multiple sides coming together, both the firefighters, the cities, and the state government, to kind of figure out a way to come together on that, and they finally got that through, and that was a big deal for our firefighters and just the cancer coverage and screening for first responders. So that was a big deal. That was kind of fun to get in on the end of it, but again, I'm not taking any credit for it because there was a lot of work done ahead of me. So.
And just basically for listeners, it added the number of kinds of cancers, I think, because they're encountering different toxic substances all the time now.
Yeah, their life expectancy, that they're subject to those things, and to add some coverage inside of that is a big deal for them. I was happy to go along when I was given the opportunity, but again, that was a lot of work done ahead of me.
Amazing how that happens. There's a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember what they said, if it was 4, 5, 6 years worth of stuff that finally came together. The House was kind of the leader on it, got through the Senate side, and then finally, now the governor is going to be able to sign off on that. Sure. So we do still have I think that yet to happen, but I think everyone was happy, and that looks like that's going to be a go. So.
Okay. Anything else pop up for you that, I mean, I do know that, on the Senate side, they passed over the civics test, thing to the House. I think you guys addressed that yesterday.
Yep. That was on the floor yesterday, and I was happy to vote for that. That's kind of an elementary understanding of how government works, and you got to pass a multiple choice test. You get as many times as you can to get across it. And some of the counterpoints were, you know, the anxiety involved in passing the test. And, you know, sometimes schools, you know, we prep our kids for real life experiences. And when you have to kind of get that rudimentary or elementary understanding of government, there was a lot of things, you know, from the opposing side spoken negatively of it. But there's also going to be huge opportunities for kids to kind of see, you know, what the founding fathers did and how our government works. And there's a lot of really neat things that go on there, and hopefully it spikes some interest and people can follow up and get into those areas and get excited about that. So I think there's a lot more positive than there are negatives with this. And I was excited. Jesse took the lead on the Senate side with that. I think Dad, his final year, actually tried to get that to go. I think they got it through the Senate side, not the House. So Jesse took over the reins, got that. And then Representative Henderson on our side worked with Jesse, and that was a really neat bill to see. It was kind of fun to take that test. You quickly learn, there's some freshening up that I need to do too, because we all like to think we know some stuff, but there were some questions in there that I was like, whoops, I better freshen up.
So
it gave me an opportunity to freshen up. So it was good. That was a big bill. And then the governor's disaster bill kind of set in place. You know, we didn't. The governor went up to Northwest Iowa in those floods and saw what happened up there, and it was a 50 or 60 year event. We've had multiples of those across the state of Iowa, and it just kind of showed that there were some cases where we weren't fully prepared to. We responded, but then how do you follow up with the damage that happens in these towns? And so this bill will kind of, I think, not only help them up in Northwest Iowa, it'll kind of set a precedence for the future. And we have to be careful of that, again, because of the fiscal responsibility and it's taxpayers' money and kind of how we institute that. But it also had some provisions for the insurance companies. And I was a little leery on that only because I've seen what happens in states like California if you get after insurance too hard, that will just take off. So we still got to make sure that insurance can be available in the state of Iowa. So there was some stuff on that since it was in that bill. It was kind of a no-brainer, but that was a big bill yesterday too that we got through. And there was some emotional stuff that went on the floor from the people from those districts. And I was glad to see it get through.
It does basically align some of our services that are available, some of our housing programs, things like that, that you can drive it back into those areas to assist them with rebuilding and things.
Yep. Yeah. And that's always tough. It's taxpayers' money. It's not ours when we're voting on it. We have to be guards of the taxpayer money. And I like to think the state of Iowa and the Iowa Nice thing that we have going, that we're willing and able to help out when we can. And it was not, there was a fiscal note to it, but it was well within the purview of what the governor was okay with and the state legislature was okay with. And that's part of that saving stuff that we do and save for a rainy day and have the availability to help. But we do want to be very careful, even though that's an emotional time of making sure we're being efficient with that money and doing it right. But it also, again, prepares us for other disasters in the future and kind of it'll make it a little bit more seamless when it comes to that.
Any more discussions going on property tax? I know that there's a lot of moving parts to what's being talked about.
Yeah, I feel like that has taken a little bit of a pause. Some of the feedback we've got from local officials were taken to heart, and we're trying to make sure as we come in with those rollbacks, we've visited on this before, the way the assessments work and the cutting into those and reducing those. Those were put in for a reason, and if we come in and take those out, we really got to make sure that we understand the ramifications. And so I can start to feel a little hesitancy and what the real net effect of that's going to be, and we want to make sure and get that right. That's going to, we don't want to hamstring local governments to the point where they can't function, and we got to make sure that we do it right. So we've gotten feedback on it. Some feedback is, hey, we don't want it. And I always kind of laugh and say, well, I need feedback to make it better. We got to, I don't just want to say, no, we don't want it, and it's not ready. Let's get some constructive feedback so that I can take it down there and go after it. So with obviously the supervisor background, it's a little bit more, I'm a little bit more into the property tax thing and local control. So I want to protect that on kind of both sides.
Okay. Big news, obviously, beginning of the week, governor deciding not to seek another term. Reaction on the House side.
It was interesting to see that. That caught us all off guard. And then, of course, everything, the discussions all kind of fire up who's going to be next and what's going to happen. And so that initial reaction, we were all surprised. She didn't indicate that in anything that she's doing or the way she's working on any bills or any legislation. So I think that was something that she kind of either kept really close or was a change of heart for her. So whatever her decision is, we're going to miss her dearly, and we've got another year here, so we're going to have to continue to work. And how this all manifests itself, I'm going to be curious myself. So we'll see. Names are being tossed about, and so early right now, we're just going to have to sit back and wait and see.
I know your guys are sitting there going, we need to get done now. We need to get done with this session here first, so.
Yeah, to
take care of. I do know you had that last of the forums here in Boone last Monday. You had a nice turnout for that once again from the chamber side of things, and got a chance to hear a bunch of different things from different people. And I know those are winding down, but still people can make contact with you.
Yep, absolutely. I absolutely adore those. I know sometimes I get heated and sometimes there was some touchy issues emotionally, but getting that feedback and trying to understand where everyone's at, there's a lot of things that kind of come out. There was multiple things, the property tax, and some, you get insight into what people are thinking, and that's the best way to do it. Because even in emails and stuff, you don't quite get the true intent. And so to actually have discussions and hear what they think, I think is a great system. And I hope we're always willing to do that as legislators, to get out in front of there. And whether it makes you comfortable or uncomfortable or not, it doesn't matter. You're getting feedback, and the passion that people have about certain subjects just means that they care, and just like we care about our issues. So I don't mind that stuff, and that feedback is always good. Again, the property, there was good property tax discussion on residential versus commercial, and some things that Supervisor Scott Longhorn brought to the table. So there was some good stuff there. We had the recorders have a bill that came through here this week, and so it was nice to be able to talk to the county recorder and get caught up on where she was at with her thing. She's been pretty instrumental on that county recorder bill. The way that system works, that system has been a little out of whack, and so some of these new recorders have been working really hard to come in and make some changes that are uncomfortable for the status quo, and they've had to bust through some barriers to do so. So
keep working at it.
I'm proud of them, and I'm glad that they're doing it, because I think it's the right thing to do.
All right. Same thing next week, a lot of floor work, things like that?
Yes. Next week, I keep thinking these bills are going to step up a little bit more. I think we still have some ways and means stuff that is going to be no tax on some various things, and again we'll have to be careful about what we do there, and then I think we're going to start in on tackling some of the bigger stuff. So things will ramp up here. The energy bill is going to be a big deal, and the ROFR, whether that remains in that bill or gets subtracted out of it, will be probably the hot topic of this next coming week. So we'll have to tackle that and see where we end up on it.
All right. Hey, I do appreciate you taking time visiting with us this week, kind of giving us an update on what's been happening. I look forward to talking with you again, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, Jim.
You bet. That's State Representative Chad Bain on our program today on KWBG.